It's the Darren Copeland Experience. Weeknights, 8 to 10.
And it's another Monday at the Darren Copeland Experience here on Mile High Sports Radio. Darren Copeland is sitting across from me. I'm Big Fuzz.
Hello, everybody. You were going to say that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, already we've had a person call in and be like, hey, good for you, Mr. Ego. I don't know that I'd call myself psychic. And you know what, sir? I agree with you.
I knew you were going to say that, too.
Of course you did. You know me so well.
Finish him!
Bar! Wow, I didn't know that was going to happen.
So there was a lot of cool stuff that happened over the weekend. A lot of fun, weird. Like, once you hit day three of the draft, there's just not much else to do except watch for all the crazy stuff that happens.
Yes, because, and this is why, okay, should there be a draft? Well,
I think so.
Okay, but see, this is the whole thing, is we get to this and we're just like, oh, it's so boring, we need to add monkeys and like jugglers and snowballs and like and mariachi bands. That would be actually be cool if all of a sudden the next, and for the Arizona Cardinals, now picking the such and such mariachi band, and they just go.
You know where the Broncos ought to do next year for day three?
Send someone colder.
Casa Bonita.
Oh my God!
In front of the mariachi band in the waterfall.
I'm Carl Mecklenburg,
live at Casa Bonita,
and I'm gonna dive into this water with the pick.
Oh, how cool would that be?
If Carl Mecklenburg dove,
that would be awesome. And then they'd have like the mariachi
band. He'd probably break something, man.
Well, they could give it to one of those little high school boys or something. Oh, have them.
But see, I really love Carl Mecklenburg.
Yeah.
I mean, he always does stupid stuff.
He was never the smartest guy. And poor guy. I mean, he did.
He tried so hard. Oh my God. He was the one who like was already, you know, like when they were striking. He was out there, you know, signing autographs until one kid was going in, and then he ran and ripped it out of. Come on, man, don't rip your autograph out of a kid's hand.
I know, right? Just don't sign it.
I mean, he's always done some of those other ones. Now he's like, and with the 42nd pick is such and such from the third.
And he had to stop and look down, but at least he had that paper with him. You know what I mean? Kudos to him for having the pick. Because how embarrassing would it have been if he was like, with the 47th pick, here's private so-and-so with the third, and he just stops.
Here's
there,
a monkey with a teacup.
Right, and just stands there for a minute until someone has to embarrassingly whisper, the third National Forest.
The strikers.
Yeah, whatever,
the third striker. Meanwhile, Randy Gradishar, who's the better of the two players for crying outside, he's just freezing. I mean, it's like they put him on top of a mountain in a snowstorm, and like, and in the coldest possible place.
Well, and then they had them like in front of a tank there, and then they had the cheerleaders and some people in front of Mile High Stadium, and then actually I think that was it.
Jake Butt.
Yeah, I think that's all I saw. Were those?
Do you have that? Do you have that, Drew Pearson? Okay, this was one of my best moments of the weird.
All right. How about them Cowboys? I want to thank the Eagles
every time he says something
for allowing me to have a career in the NFL. Thank you.
So good.
I am honored as an undrafted free agent.
This is the best part.
To be selected to make the Cowboys second round draft pick. And on behalf of the 5-time world champion, Dallas Cowboys, Hall of Fame owner, Jerry Jones, Jason Garrett, all the Cowboy players that played before
spectacular.
Me, that played with me and played after me with the second pick and the 60th pick in the second round. The Dallas Cowboys select defensive back from Colorado, Kadobe Awuzie.
Yeah! Woo! I was listening to that in the car coming down here, and I was just like, yeah, because that's just
that
so
is
awesome.
An all-time great.
That is an all-time
great. It really
great.
Is. That's going to go down in history.
Oh,
like, they will play
so
that every year.
Funny. And the best part? It's Tadobia Woozie.
Yeah, no, it was a Colorado pick. But it was the best. What I found just amazing was they were already loud, but the minute he goes, 5-time world champion, they lost their cookies, man. I mean, they flipped.
Oh, so good.
Man, on the video, like it looks like the
Eagles fans and the Cowboys fans are about to like jump each other.
Oh, they probably are.
I mean, they were. The Eagles fans were so. I mean, they're literally. They showed some guys, and their faces were just red.
Yeah. So what was your weirdest thing? Booing. So what was your weirdest thing? What your first weirdest thing?
So I, we talked about this earlier, and Alex, I don't know if you can get this up. Okay. So I really liked the orangutan, even though what's his name?
Mike Mayock. But he's from Philly.
It. I know. But I liked the orangutan. But what bothered me about that whole thing was the lady. So the setup was they throw to this lady from the zoo at Indianapolis. She's this tiny, short little lady, and there's this big, tall guy standing next to her. And she's the one that's doing all the reading, which is fine. But listen to her voice, because it was just, it was like driving past a train wreck. You could not stop but look at it. Let's hear it.
Coming to you live from the Indianapolis Zoo and nationally recognized orangutan right? Center with the 137th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft.
I think
the Indianapolis Colts select.
And the orangutan
and
hits the
let's
TV.
Go to the monkey.
Zach Benner. USC.
That's
he's
the
like,
worst.
Give me the penis.
If the chimp did both those things.
The chimp did both those things.
Oh, anything to impress.
Oh, and of course, Mayock. Protect Andrew just hating Luck. It.
Oh,
but did her
so
voice.
That was, I mean, that was my, yes, that is a terrible, terrible voice.
The Minneapolis Zoo nationally recognized orangutan center.
Oh, my God. Like, so bad, you know?
She sounds like that one girl from the Friends.
Oh, my God. Except worse.
Marlon Mack,
running back. Are we going to go back straight to, like, more orangutans? Because,
Well, remember, they did have back-to-back picks.
Yes, he's like, are we going to go back for another one? And Mayock went. That was my second favorite. Because when Mayock goes, I'm going to walk off the set if we go back to the dang zoo. And I'm like,
the Indianapolis Colts select.
They did do this like 5 times. Imagine hearing that voice 5 times, man.
Albany State.
It's just. And
if I have to hear another monkey and. Mayock is
getting a snack.
He's getting a snack.
The orangutan is great. Man. I love the orangutan. He was fantastic.
Do you think his name was Clyde?
I don't think so. I doubt it.
If you had
it was Rocky.
His name was Rocky.
Rocky the orangutan.
Of course it's it. Oh well, actually no. I mean it's in Indianapolis, so
Rocky the orangutan?
Yep.
That makes sense.
Why?
Rocky orangutan, kind of there's a little alliteration going on there.
Okay. Clyde is a better one.
Well, only because he's from the movie.
Every which way but loose.
If you hadn't seen the movie, Clyde would be a terrible name for an orangutan.
Oh, come on. Right Turn, Clyde is one of the most famous.
Right, but if the movie hadn't existed and you were thinking of names for orangutan, Clyde would not be like at the top of your list.
Yeah, however, movie does exist. Spectacular. In fact, they had a second one.
Which was not so
any
spectacular.
Any which way you can.
Not so spectacular.
Where he did a left turn, Clyde, and he I guess, because that was, you know, the monkey's new trick.
Right. See, if you have to take the same joke you used in the first movie and just kind of tweak it a little just so you can use it, that's kind of what the problem I had with the second Will Ferrell, San Diego Reporter, what's his name?
Anchorman.
That's
Ron Burgundy.
The second Ron Burgundy movie was basically just the first Ron Burgundy with just a handful of
I'm glad I didn't see it then.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it was very. I was disappointed.
I just want to get four guys around, four of my friends, and just, you know, just be able to look at each other and just go, gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight. Afternoon delight.
Well, they had to work a lot on that.
Rockets
harmony.
In fight. Afternoon delight.
They had to work a lot on that harmony.
Ooh, afternoon delight.
And I don't think they actually sang the song.
But other than that, it was spectacular.
Yes, other than that, it was great.
Gonna find my baby, gonna
So I also saw at the Red Sox game.
Uh-huh.
This is a weird one. When you proposed to your wife, where did you do it?
Well, see, this isn't a great question because we just sort of agreed.
So romantic.
Listen.
Hey, you want to get married tomorrow?
Want to get married? Well, it was more like, we're going to get married, aren't we?
Oh, is that how that happened?
Kind of, yeah.
So I've been engaged 3 times, and each time I've always asked them, well, 2 out of the 3 times I asked them at a restaurant.
Okay. We were at a bar.
Would you ever? No, I did the whole like, here's the ring, you know, in front
of
people.
You've been engaged three times.
Yeah.
When was the last time?
Oh, a long time ago. I was young and stupid.
Okay.
But there's a guy at the Red Sox game.
Yeah.
That asked a woman to marry him at the Red Sox game.
And she said no. My wife would have said no if I'd asked her at like a game.
I thought that was fair. It's the first time I've ever seen that. And then she left. No, and then she left. Everybody was chanting, she said no. She said no. I know. That's just.
Oh my God. Spectacular.
That is brutal.
Spectacular. And she took the ring, of course.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High.
Every which way but loose, you turn me. Every which way but loose, inside the fire's burning.